It is not hard to destroy a college.
Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Kramer and Jess.
On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day. Ooh, are you still mad?
It's too late now to say sorry.
Want an apology?
Sorry.
Or is yours long overdue?
Forgive and forget with Kramer and Jess.
Okay, Amanda from Towson. Are we going to ask for forgiveness or demand an apology today?
I need an apology for my cousin because she booked my wedding venue the same date after my wedding got called off.
Whoa.
What?
What's the beef there? Like, that's crazy
what?
Work.
What? Why?
I mean, I was supposed to get married this fall and like the whole like venue booked, save the dates out, vendors lined up, family from out of town had like made travel plans.
Yeah.
And then like a month ago, my fiance and I called up our wedding.
Oh, I'm so
okay.
Sorry.
Yeah, sorry about that.
So her immediate reaction was to swoop in on your venue?
Yeah, what's that? Like same date, same place, everything.
Yeah. So honestly, she was engaged pretty recently.
Okay.
And so like we were kind of being cute, like, oh, my wedding, your wedding, like getting to talk about that stuff. But like she knew how painful canceling everything was. And then last week she was like, oh, my fiance and I finally figured out our wedding plans. And she tells me the date first and it's my wedding date.
But what is the reasoning for her to do it at your venue on the day that you were supposed to get married? Like, how did she...
Everything's already available. Why waste it?
Oh, wait. So she told you it's because it was available.
Literally, she's like, well, it's like available.
Wow.
Like, let's just not waste it.
Wow.
There's like 364 other days you could have picked and like... I was just like, I need an apology because I don't even know if I can go. And she was like, I didn't do anything wrong.
Wow. Damn, man.
So you don't even want to go to the wedding?
I don't want to go to my wedding. No.
Whoa. That is true.
I mean, yeah.
That is true. Okay. So her best excuse is, I mean, it was an available date. So why not? And people are already coming in for your wedding.
Yeah, her whole thing is like our family is already coming in and like had travel plans.
I mean,
so she was like, oh, well, since like so much of our family overlaps, like, oh, they're already available. They already have plans. Now they don't have to cancel.
Oh.
And like, I'll just be the bride and you'll just be the guest. Like, what?
The venue happened to just randomly be available. So why not? Well, when in Rome.
It's not randomly. Like, we canceled.
I don't mean to laugh. There's a little bit of humor in this though, right?
No. not if you're Amanda.
Is there some validity to that? Like, we got people coming in town already. Like,
I mean, I get like, okay, like on paper, if we're going to talk about like just the facts, sure. However, that's just insane. I think like with how close you guys are to expect Amanda to just be there on that day.
She said,
and like,
I don't want to go to my wedding. I mean, that is true. That'd be hard.
That would be hard.
Like, it's not like it happened. Like I called off my wedding a month ago.
Yeah. No, that's
it's
tough.
Not like, okay, in 3 years, the date that you were going to get married in the venue. Like, no, this is like,
yeah,
crazy.
It's
the same venue, it's the same vendors. It's almost like, okay, well, why don't you put on my skin? Why don't you?
Yeah,
like,
when you're like, there's 364 other days,
that's insane. I mean, like, even if it was like the same weekend or around the same time in a different place and a different vibe, but it's like Amanda's literally going to the wedding that she should have had and she's not,
yeah.
And that's crazy.
No, we feel that. Okay,
or like, use the venue, but could you please do it literally any other day?
Yeah.
See, that's even fair. Yeah,
okay, so. What do you want to get out of this call? Like, what do you want us to do here?
I really want her to understand why this feels like a betrayal and not use that date.
Yeah.
She can keep the venue. Just please not that date.
I mean, even the venue feels kind of weird, but all right. Well, let's give it a shot. If you guys have never done Forgive and Forget with us before, how we do is we reached out to Kayla and we said, hey, I'm doing a segment about forgiveness on the radio. Would you want to come on? And she clearly knows there's somebody that's upset with her. So is she willing to give up the wedding date, though, now that she has booked it? We're going to find this out.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Amanda, don't let her know that you're on, though, till we give her a chance to guess, even though she knows who this is, but that's just how we do the bit. So hang on one second, okay?
Okay.
All right, let me get in Kayla. What's up, Kayla? Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks a lot for agreeing to come on today. Appreciate it.
Sure.
So I know that when we set this up, that we told you there's somebody that wanted to bring you on this segment to either ask for forgiveness or an apology. We know there is somebody that you have in mind. And who is that?
It's my cousin, Amanda.
It is your cousin, Amanda.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Amanda, why are we here today?
Well, I need an apology from you because I can't believe you're having your wedding in my venue on my day after we call up our engagement.
First of all, you came to me and were like, I am allowed to transfer my deposit. And I gave you all of the money.
Oh.
I didn't go to her.
The venue, not the date.
Wait. Say, I'm confused.
Okay. So like she said to me, I'm like out thousands of dollars. Mm-hmm. And I know that you guys are looking. And I talked to my fiance. We were like, yeah, let's go forward with that. So she transferred it to me. She was going to lose the money, but the venue said they could transfer the deposit to somebody else.
Okay. So it wasn't like this was a blindsided situation.
You could pick.
No. You came to me. End of story.
Okay. So Kayla, can you share with us why you chose to pick the date that Amanda was originally supposed to get married on?
Well, first of all, the date was available at the venue, which, as you know, it's hard to find specific dates. And also, her family had already, like, taken vacation time, booked flights.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like all of these pieces had lined up. It's not like I'm doing what she was going to do for her wedding. It just happens to be in the same place on the same date.
Mm-hmm.
It sucks, Amanda, that your wedding got called off.
Wait.
And I'm sorry that happened.
But you could have chosen any day.
I could have.
Yes.
But, like, also, it's not like I could have chosen, like, you know, they have certain days available. But, again, lots of our family had already booked flights. It's not like you get to claim a day of the calendar. And again, she came to me.
Okay.
I got like swoop in and steal.
I came
anything.
To you thinking that you were going to use the venue literally any other day. It did not occur to me that you would literally just take my exact wedding date. That would not occur to me ever.
It's messed up.
It's just a day on the calendar. You're making such a deal out of this.
Dude, you are insane if you think that it's just a day on the calendar to me. You're insane.
Okay.
You guys picked the date based on availability at the venue. It wasn't like, oh my gosh, this day matters so much.
Now there's kind of significance to the date, if you understand my meaning.
Of course.
Yes.
So you...
It sucks that happened to Amanda, but like it had nothing to do with her.
Well, what do you do then?
I don't know.
So what do you
do?
I mean, in this situation?
It's like that. Like thousands of dollars have been involved. Like, can you be like, hey, pay me out, but also
you can't,
like,
choose that day. But you could, just to be clear, you could have picked any. It wasn't like you were locked into that one day.
No, I
Correct.
Wasn't locked into that one day. But also, like, it's not like the venue had every weekend available for the next 2 years.
Okay,
but there were other weekends.
Yes,
there were other weekends. Yes, but I just want to reiterate, like our family had already like booked flights and hotels and time off work. Like,
the vibe is gonna be weird though. Like, honestly, for everyone involved,
wouldn't it be? This is tough, man. This is tough because, you know, I mean, you know, I hate to say I see both sides, but this is tough.
I see both sides, but I'm just gonna be, and I do. I genuinely see both sides.
She bought her deposit.
I'm just gonna be honest with you. I wouldn't do that to my cousin.
Can we take calls on this and just see if it's worth changing the wedding date over? Are you guys okay with that?
Sure.
So Amanda, basically, she had a wedding date, y'all. The wedding got called off, and I'm sorry about that. Amanda went to her cousin who was engaged and said, listen, I know you're getting married. Would you be willing to pay for the deposit to have my venue? Kayla agreed to buy it, not expecting to use it at the same exact date that Amanda was going to have her wedding. But she did. Is that the wrong thing to do, y'all, to have it the same exact day? Or can she do it the same exact day because she's got family already coming into town? Who's up?
This is Brittany and Joppa on 5.
Brittany, do you feel like Kayla needs to change her wedding date because, you know, it's supposed to be the exact same day and same venue as her cousin?
No, Amanda's acting like her cousin was circling the venue, just waiting for her relationship to fall apart. If she agreed to let her cousin take over that reservation, that's completely different. I know, I've basically been the cousin in this situation.
What do you mean?
What happened?
My best friend called off her wedding about 3 weeks before it was supposed to happen, and she was going to lose almost $15,000 between the venue and the vendors.
Yeah.
And my boyfriend and I had already been talking about getting married. So she jokingly said, "You guys should just take it." So we did, and we got married 3 weeks later on what would have been her wedding day.
Wow.
The same venues, the same caterer. Like, we even used some of the flowers she had because, like, they were already paid for.
Okay.
And you know what? He came. Well, and it was, okay, it was a little weird, but, like, it wasn't awful.
See?
Okay, no, but the difference here is that your best friend made a joke about it, and your best friend is cool with it. If Amanda was cool with it, it'd be one thing, but she's not.
I don't think you can accept someone's money and then decide afterwards that emotionally you still own what you gave them.
Damn, that's a good point.
You don't own that day forever. You don't own that Saturday just because you canceled your wedding. If Amanda wants the wedding date back that badly, give her cousin back every dollar. Otherwise, congratulations to the bride and groom.
Damn, who's up?
This is Kevin on 4 in Glen Burnie.
Yo, Kevin, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
I mean, do you feel like Kayla needs to change that wedding date?
Yeah, I mean, I think the last caller is a little biased. I mean, because honestly, if her friend didn't care, that's one thing. But
yeah,
if she cares, that's just kind of caring about your friend. Because it is hella weird.
Yeah, I mean, it's just weird. It's literally, it's giving swim fan low key.
I think it's just weird as hell.
But what about the fact that family's coming into town already? I mean,
I think it's weird for the family.
I mean, it doesn't take, it's not hard to change a flight. I mean,
it is hard to change a flight. To be fair, I mean, the non-cancelable flights, it's expensive, right? I mean, it is.
I don't know. I've flown my whole life, and I haven't had many flights that I couldn't change for maybe a small fee. And I mean,
Kevin's
this is
a frequent
wedding.
Flyer.
He's like,
he knows what's
points.
Going on.
I got the points.
But think about the family. So what? They're basically going to scratch off Amanda's name off the card and just paste Kayla's on? That's just awkward. It's awkward for everyone.
No, it is. I mean, like I said, she loved her cousin. She would apologize and understand how she feels and respect it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I think it's just kind of, if you don't care, that's one thing. Yeah, laugh about it, cool. But some people, I'd say a lot of people would care about that. And like you said, at the wedding, it's just going to have a weird-ass vibe
weird
that I wouldn't
vibe.
Want to have at my wedding.
Everyone's going to be looking at Amanda.
Okay, here's the question. Can you give the same gift?
No, you can't. That's why this needs to change. It's just going to be awkward for everyone.
Like, if you already bought the gift for Amanda, can you just give it to Kayla?
No,
I will. I'm
going to
be honest. I'm giving the same gift. Who's up?
This is Kristen on 1 in Fulston.
Hi, Kristen. We're leaving it up to you. I mean, does Kayla need to change the wedding date?
Yes. It's the weirdest thing I've ever heard of.
Literally. Literally.
Like, I mean, your wedding day, everyone is supposed to be thinking about you and focusing on you. And by getting married on your cousin's date, where the wedding was canceled, everyone's going to be like, oh my gosh, like, why, like, what is happening? Like, they're not going to be thinking about you.
No.
They're going to be thinking about your cousin.
Literally. If I'm part of, like, their family, when Kayla says I do, I'm immediately looking at Amanda. And I can't help it. And that's wrong, but I would be looking at her.
All right. I mean, Kayla, it sounds like most people are just in the world. Who's our second caller? What was his name?
Kevin.
Kevin. As Kevin was saying, it sounds like it's hella weird, at least to Kevin. So, I mean, what do you want to do? Like, do you want to?
Well, that's ridiculous because I already paid for it and I'm moving forward with it. And I'm getting married on that day.
Amanda, is there any chance that you'd still want to go?
No. You're being ridiculous. Thanks.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at kramerandjess.com.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.